This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Live from New York, it's Avaya Evolutions and the Avaya Podcast Network with Guy Clinch. Now, here's Guy.
Welcome to the Avaya Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Avaya Evolutions New York. This annual event is hosted by Avaya and designed to inform and inspire business decision makers, IT managers, and line of business end users. This is your host, Guy Clinch, and this is part of a series of interviews with Avaya partners and sponsors of the event. Our guest in this segment is a platinum sponsor of the Avaya Evolutions New York, Ken Heitner, president of the company Consolidated Technologies, and a highly valued customer, Neil Isola. Consolidated Technologies Incorporated has been a premier provider of practical and effective communication solutions since 1997. Utilizing a single-source approach, the company brings together leading communications experts, world-class products, and creativity and expertise to design, implement, and manage powerful converged communication solutions from medium to large businesses nationwide. Ken and Neil, welcome to the Avaya Podcast Network.
Thank you, Guy. Happy to be here, Neil.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ken, can you tell us a bit about Consolidated Technologies, where you're headquartered, how large is your company, how many people do you employ, anything you'd like to say about the company?
Well, Guy, I think that you said quite a bit when you opened. We are a New York-based technology integrator focused on converged communication solutions. We have just over 70 people. We've been an Avaya business partner for about 15 years. We have a tremendous amount of experience integrating Avaya and cloud solutions, data networks, unified communications, visual communications, data and wireless technologies, and managed services. But there is one thing that I want to maybe not correct, but add. When you introduced us, you mentioned that we service our customers nationwide. And actually, we're very excited that we now service our customers globally. And we do this through an arrangement called the Aura Alliance. The Aura Alliance is about 50 organizations that have come together with over 3,000 Avaya-accredited specialists in more than 100 countries. We are the largest Avaya-endorsed alliance in the world. So we follow our customers all over the globe. And being in New York, we feel it's really important.
Oh, what a spectacular way to really leverage your presence across a global audience. So how did your involvement in that come to be?
Well, for many years, customers asked for this type of solution, this type of support, this type of service. And the way the business partner channel is structured, it was doable, but it really was a challenge. And so we've knocked down that challenge by forming an official group with service level agreements, with pricing guarantees, and the support of Avaya directly. And it's really worked out amazing. We've had this for about 2 years, and through the Aura Alliance, we have been able to deploy thousands and thousands and thousands of endpoints all over the world. And our customers really love it.
Wow. And being in the New York metro area, I'm sure you have customers who have international business and branches, and so that way it's very important, I imagine, to be able to.
It's been great for our business and great for our customers. For us to be able to serve our local customers globally is terrific. And for our business, there are so many companies that are in Europe and Asia and South America that need to have a trusted partner here in New York, and we do it invisibly. Through the alliance, their partner who they trust in Europe handles most of the front end, and we can be their partner delivering that solution the same manner that they're used to.
Well, speaking of customers, we have one of your very highly valued customers here today, Neil. And so, Neil, I understand you guys have had a really very exciting project recently. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. We recently just completed a project of upgrading our entire Avaya solution to the Aura platform. It was a massive endeavor that we both took on, and I would say that that project lasted probably about 4 to 6 months of implementation and design phase, and it was really successful. We were able to get a great solution, and we didn't even miss a single inbound or outbound call during the cutover, which was phenomenal.
The applications that you installed, did they have some business impact, some bottom line things that other customers might be interested in hearing about?
Yeah, I think the way we took an approach to this whole architecture was we wanted to create a framework that was an enabler. So when we looked at the roadmap over the next 5 years, and we looked at video, mobility, SIP, integration with IP services, we really took advantage of the new technology that Avaya put in place. And I think when we looked at all the competition and we looked at the expertise of Avaya in the contact center, and we looked at how they really spread their wings, so to speak, into all of these other areas where the contact center had to grow. And then with the partner of CTI, knowing our business for well over 10 years and really understanding our membership that our organization depends on so much, we were able to put a really great effective solution that even to this day, we're still tapping into newfound, you know, pieces of the technology that we're able to leverage.
Wow, that's really great. And I can tell by just meeting you guys and seeing the way you interact, it's a really great partnership between your two companies, no question about that. So Ken, what's exciting coming up in 2013 for Consolidated Technologies?
I think that so many people out there are interested in the cloud, but they don't really understand what the cloud is. One of the things that we are focused at CTI is educating our customers. And what they need to understand is there are many options in what people refer to as the cloud. Is it a managed or a hosted cloud? Is it a private cloud? Is it a hybrid cloud? So we are looking at getting the best of both worlds. Avaya fits well in that strategy where you can build your own private or hybrid cloud and take advantage of not just the Avaya solutions, but solutions that would integrate through cloud connectivity to the Avaya solutions. That's what we see a lot of more and more these days.
I think Kenny hit it right on. In our world today, we hear a lot about virtualization, and then we hear about cloud and all the offerings. And again, it goes right back to that scalable framework where we can leverage a hybrid cloud, software as a service, integration points going forward. If we want to outsource email, we could bring that email still in to the Avaya framework. If we want to move to SIP protocol, we can move that right on into our Avaya framework. CRM, we can bring it in, we can bring it out, and again, we can leverage it into our framework. So we are really well prepared for this cloud and virtualization that's going on right now.
How big do you think the trend towards cloud is going to be? I know it's been a couple of years of on and off, but now there really seems to be a momentum growing. How big do you think it's eventually going to be? Is everybody going to the cloud? Or?
Again, I think that we need to define cloud. The availability of very robust bandwidth, that opens up or knocks down the borders where people had difficulty getting their systems networked from long distances. It gives a lot more flexibility and cost to do this, and the applications you can run on them. So to me, the cloud comes in many forms. And I do see that availability of bandwidth changing the way people look at their systems from a more of a centralized disbursement delivery. Whether you get that from a partner that's hosting it for you, or whether you do it yourself, or whether you mix and match, to me, that's what we're looking at in the cloud. And the big enabler in that is really the availability of bandwidth.
Yeah, and we're relying a lot on that. And the introduction of SIP into the mainstream internet bandwidth, tons of bandwidth out there at a very cost-effective price. That's what's enabling us. The technology, the underlying technology today is being built with this in mind. So I think as we mature as an organization and as the needs of our customers change, we again extend that framework out and take advantage of all of these options that we have today.
Very good, very good.
Well, I don't know how many people out there listening are New Yorkers, but there was a great commercial from Cy Sims who said an educated customer is our best customer. And I must say, Neil, that we are so happy to have you as our customer. You are such an educated person that knows how to take advantage of these technologies and these solutions, and you make us look good. So thank you, Neil.
Well, no, thank you very much. I appreciate that compliment. Thank you.
Well, thank you both. It's been a pleasure meeting you both and having you on the Avaya Podcast Network. You've been listening to a conversation with Ken Heitner, president of Consolidated Technologies, and his highly valued customer, Neil Isola. And we've been talking with you today from the Avaya Evolutions, New York. This is APN podcast host Guy Clinch wishing you all the best in your productive day.
You've been listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at #APNPodcast. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.